There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me.
Engage.
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of the Unique Geeks 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that shot first.
No. Seriously?
Yeah, whatever. So this is a Star Wars one we're doing today. That's why I said that. That's what
but
happened.
See, now you've totally lost. Everybody's just now waiting on Star Wars, and you've lost all anticipation.
Well, okay, hold on. And welcome to another edition of... Should I do that again? No? Okay.
Nah.
All right. And joining me, as always, is the lovely Princess Lee.
Yes. You know what's funny? You say that, and because we've already said, yes, we do have Brandy on for Star Wars, and we'll be to her in just a minute. But actually, until Star Wars came out, a lot of people used to pronounce my name Leia.
Really? And then when Star Wars came out, they stopped pronouncing
it? And they finally figured out, yeah, she doesn't have an A in there, does she? No, really. I then got Legie a lot, so that was kind of funny, because
really?
I spell it L-E-I-G-H. Yeah, Legie. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was always awesome.
I don't know, maybe it's because I've always known you as Lee that I never thought of that, but anyway.
Well, yeah, I mean, so, but, yes, yeah, so it was always kind of funny. But, yes, we are doing two tonight, you just recorded that. Shut up.
Oh,
shut
Weekend up. Justice, you have a new sound drop.
Oh, there we go. We are recording two people. So today is 17 days before Dragon Con. But one thing that's going on is, you know, a lot of people say as much as things change, the more they stay the same. I think at Dragon Con, the more things stay the same, the more they change. And one of the things that they've done really well through the years is add tracks, add shows into other tracks, or move things around. And we have two new tracks this year that came out of one track breaking apart and then pulling different bits from other tracks. So we now, there is no longer a dark fantasy track. A lot of people got confused on what that meant and everything else. So Dragon Con stopped it, and we now have a horror track, which is run by Derek, who used to run the Dark Fantasies track, and an urban fantasy track, which is run by Carolyn. We're going to talk to both of those, I think, next week or very soon. It's got to be very soon. And
well,
talk about the differences there.
Off,
but
yeah.
A main difference is horror is horror. You know, if you're thinking Stephen King, if you're thinking Clive Barker, you're thinking things like that, that's who we're talking about. If you're thinking of other things, then, you know, that might not be where we are. So really some really good things there. And I think that's going to be good. And urban fantasy is much more of your kind of True Blood is more urban fantasy. My understanding is the Dresden Files are more urban fantasy. What, as I said, things got moved around from some other tracks as well. X-Track, Supernatural moved from X-Track to urban fantasy, which makes a lot more sense. Supernatural makes a lot more sense on urban fantasy than the next track. So those are the kind of things that we're doing. And I think those two tracks are going to be very, very interesting. I know they've got, oh my God, so many people coming this year too, I think is going to be even better.
Well, let me ask you.
That's kind of amazing.
Let me ask you this, and I don't want to start a director fight, but in a world where Whedonverse doesn't exist, then Buffy and Angel would wind up in urban fantasy too, correct?
I would think probably, yeah. I think in a world where, Whedonverse didn't exist, they probably would have been with American Sci-Fi, mm-hmm. and then moved from American Sci-Fi over to Urban. I know American Sci-Fi lost a couple. I think Lost Girl went from American Sci-Fi to Urban Fantasy now, because that's more about the Fae and in an urban setting mm-hmm. and things like that. So,
by the way,
I'm not exactly sure. Both of them have websites. If you go to www.dragoncon.org, you can find them, and they'll have their stuff there. I know one of the big things that horror is really excited about is that they're really focusing on horror, and they're bringing Nightbreed. They're talking about a Clive Barker movie, and they have like a lot of the guests there this year, and they're really excited about that. One of them, Craig Schaefer. So They're going to have a lot of really great panels. And I actually might be on one talking about Stephen King. I am a huge Stephen King fan. So that might be interesting. We'll see what happens. But those are going to be pretty cool. And I think urban fantasy also, and I want to say this for urban fantasy because I think we said it earlier with the Mary, is that unfortunately probably Mitch Pileggi is not doing a just supernatural by himself panel. But X-Track would be thrilled for you to come to any of his panels and ask a question about Supernatural. It doesn't just have to be about X-Files when you come to those panels. Nice. So we'd love that to do that. And so that's kind of cool. And we've got some Dark Shadows guests coming this year, too. Two of them from the TV show.
Great. And speaking of Stephen King wrote a book called Carrie, and Carrie Fisher was Princess Leia, and Princess Leia is a character in Star Wars.
That might be the worst segue ever. Ever done.
Sometimes they're
but
just for
I'll
me.
I'll go with it. You're exactly right. Carrie Fisher, who was at Dragon Con 2 years ago.
Ah, yes.
Even better than you. Was there and was a guest on the Star Wars track, of which we are very lucky to have the director, Ms. Brandy, here to talk to us about her track and everything that's going to go on this year. Hey, Brandy.
Hi, guys.
Oh, there she is. She was on mute.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What was that again?
Oh, yeah. All our degrees.
Yes.
Yeah. Many degrees of separation. Now we're all coming together at Dragon Con.
They really are, actually.
So let me ask you out the
gate. In a lot of ways.
What does the Star Wars track cover?
Can you say that with a straight face, really?
Mostly Star Trek.
Yeah, totally Star Trek. Our special guest is Garrett Wong this year.
Yeah, we got Garrett.
All things.
Yeah, he played the third Jedi from the left. Yeah, Garrett was great on that. Yeah, and Garrett is going to find us and kick us. That'll be awesome.
Obviously.
Well, no,
sorry.
The separation too, you know, with Garrett because he was really short round, and that was the George Lucas movie.
Wait, what?
No. Okay.
Brandy. The Dragon Con joke.
It is a Dragon Con in joke.
I was like, wait a minute. Did he? No.
No.
He wasn't short round, right?
I can't remember who brought it up. Who was it? I can't remember who brought it up, but somebody brought it up and said that, you know, it was just awesome, one of the directors, and that it had been awesome to marry Garrett because, you know, they were going to, you know, redo another one, and he was going to reprise his role of short round in the Indiana Jones, and Garrett was like, I'm going to take you out, man. That was awesome. Really good job. But yeah, no, Garrett Wong was not short round. No.
Not at all. No.
That is bad humor. However, if you see him at Dragon Con and go, short round, and then you get that on tape, I'm only doing this for one person. You do that, and you get it on tape, and you make him laugh, I'll buy you a beer. But only the first person who does it. So.
The rest are just, you know, cake.
The rest are just going up on YouTube, and it'll be hysterical.
So obviously you cover Star Wars, but how many years have you actually been directoring?
I think this is my fifth year as the director of Star Wars at Dragon Con.
Okay.
So that should be exciting. It'll be the fifth year for the last party on Alderaan.
Which, by the way, you know, I wanted to say Rachel, but I actually meant... begins with an R. She's going to kill me. I can't remember her name.
Gina?
Regina. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Regina. Well, Regina wanted us to point out, once again, because she put it in the room, that it's in the Imperial Ballroom. So.
Oh, yes. And you know you have to cue the music at that point.
Oh, sorry. Here we go. Okay, yeah. George Lucas just called. Actually, Disney just called, and they're suing.
Of course they are.
So
already.
what kind of special events do you got going on for Star Wars this year?
Well, the last party on Alderaan obviously is massive, and we are very excited to be back in the Marriott in the Imperial Ballroom. And we have a new DJ with that. His name is B-Naught, and he does all kinds of mashups, top 40. So it's going to bring a completely different level of music to the party itself. But we have Billy Dee Williams coming to Dragon Con this year. So that's super exciting. That's Lando.
For those of you that don't know.
That is Lando. And for those of you that don't remember the real Star Wars movies, all I can think about when I heard that
were there other
was
ones?
The Eddie Murphy movie. which, yeah, there are, yeah, unfortunately. All I could remember is Billy D, Billy D. I'm just, so I just hope I get to see him in something because I'm just like, oh my God, Billy D.
How many, how many cans of Colt 45 do you think will be sold out in Atlanta? What?
You are so
did
bad.
Did he not do that advertising? It's not me.
He did.
Thank you.
I just can't believe you're bringing that up, man.
What?
I don't know how that's going to go over. I can't wait to see. We'll see. I'm sure it'll come up at Dragon Con at some point. But
someone's got to bring a can for him to sign.
We'll just have to see.
Right? I think so.
Sure. Right.
Or one of the big posters of him holding it.
Ah, that'd be awesome. Okay, so you have Billy D. Williams.
We have one of those at the Growler we went to. There was that big Billy D. Williams poster up there.
Oh, was there?
There was.
Well, the Growler might be liberated from me.
Somebody's gonna have to tap. Sorry, keep going, Brandy. Just stop. Just throw things at us. We're bad people.
No, Billy D. Williams is exciting for everybody.
It is. I mean, this was kind of I remember him in that, and just and I remember being so mad at him in the movie, and then so happy, and then kind of crying, and yeah.
Well, let me ask you, being the professional, Brandy, would Han have done the same in the same situation?
Well, he was a scoundrel. Remember, he wasn't the nice guy.
Right.
So I think you got to do what saves your skin.
Which is why I believe that Han just kind of said, "All right, fine, I forgive you," because
yeah, I think they're cool.
He would have been like, "Yeah, yeah, you're right. I would have done the same thing." Okay, so Billy D. Williams, what other things you got going? You still got speed dating going on this year?
We do have light speed dating. We have a QR code. We have new URLs and everything. If people want to come by the track room Friday morning, they can start signing up early. But it's gotten completely out of hand. We had well over 300 people last year. So it's so much fun.
Really? You
know, the first one we did 5 years ago, one of the couples that met there, they're still together. They own like three houses around Atlanta together now. So
whoa, really?
It's a successful venture.
Oh.
So let me ask you.
There you go.
Because now I'm fascinated by this. So you had 300 folks. What's the breakdown male to female?
Well, last year we did three massive circles of girls on the inside, guys on the outside. And then we had a very small circle of guys that wanted to meet guys. And then we kind of ended up having a social hour for girls who wanted to meet girls. So we're hoping that we can expand all of that and all lifestyles as far as that goes for this year. But we always tend to have a lot of guys. But the level of girls is definitely stepping up every year.
Oh, nice.
It's really? Not just, yeah. I mean, guys are coming and they're just standing there with their mouths open at the girls who are lining up for speed dating. So
you did, you had these massive, did everyone get to meet everyone? I mean, is that how that worked or, I mean.
In theory, some people left, they left early. Mm-hmm. They just got a little tired. You know, I guess they weren't really, or maybe they'd already found the person that they were looking for. So it's all computerized now. Everybody comes in, they get a number, and you write down the top 10 people that you want to meet. And if it matches, the computer sends it to you. So
this is the date you were looking for. These are not the dates you were looking for.
It totally is.
That's awesome.
Well, you know.
So 300 folks. Wow. And where is that? Where is that held at? Where? What room?
It is in the Marriott on the atrium level, mm-hmm. A601 and 602, I believe. So it should be crazy fun.
Cool. Because, I mean, I know my friend went out there. I'm not sure if he was able to sign up in time. And you really do got to sign up because you cap it, correct? I mean, you have to at some point, don't you?
We do. We do. Because we try to make sure that the numbers are balanced. So
Right.
Registering early is definitely a good idea.
Okay. And they can start that on Friday, though. Is that the earliest they can register?
Yes, but
okay.
Right before that, yeah, I mean, if they come in early, they can scan the QR code. If they've got a smartphone,
mm-hmm.
then that'll be fine. But we'll have laptops, iPads, phones, pretty much anything available that we can for people to sign up on to get everybody in and out as fast as we can.
Great. And so,
but right before that, we have a really special guest, Sarah Miller, who was on Spike TV's Ink Master with Dave Navarro. It's mm-hmm. a big tattoo competition.
Right.
And she's coming to do some Star Wars panels for us. She's also a massive fangirl. I think she cosplays as Xena. So she's super excited about Dragon Con.
Awesome.
But that panel, her panel, is right before. It's at 8:30.
Oh, right before speed dating.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying before registration, and I was trying to figure out. I thought that we agreed that we weren't starting on Thursday for our tracks. Or maybe we are starting on Thursday for our tracks.
We start at 10 o'clock in the morning.
So what other, so you've got the...
No.
No, come on. Don't you want to be there now on Tuesday? You want to start getting there on Tuesday, right?
Stop it. Stop. Stop it. Stop.
Eventually an all week long thing.
Stop.
Really. This is where we're going. Monday to Sunday. We'll skip the last Monday.
If Dragon Con will pay me and get me the time off from work, I'm totally in.
All right, we got one. Well, we got two. So, Ali, you in with us? Let's go.
Yes.
Oh, really? You said yes. Oh.
You know, it is a possibility because I think, honestly, we could do it. I mean, there's not any question in my mind that we have enough programming and enough fan interest. However, I would be insane and people would have to... you know, buy me lots of massages afterwards and good food because we're going to be exhausted.
Because well,
it'll
be
a week of
then.
It'll be a week of con and then a week of recovering from con.
Well, it's already a week of recovery It's already a week of recovery from con without going the whole week. So what besides the Alderaan, the speed dating, the tattoo artist, is she, because I have watched the Ink Masters. I don't remember her being on there. To be honest with you, I don't remember any of the people that are on there because, I mean, I'm not a big tattoo artist dude, but it's a very interesting show.
Right.
Has she been involved with Dragon Con or is she just coming as moderating as a fan? I mean, with Dragon Con, with Star Wars.
She's never been involved with Dragon Con. Mm. Right.
Was
on last season of Ink Master, where they had Star Wars tattoos, actually. That was one of the competitions they did.
Okay.
And she went crazy, total fangirl. But they also did helmets for the Make-A-Wish project that the 501st did last year. So they donated the helmets that they designed and painted to the charity and raised all kinds of money. But she's very excited. I think she was planning on coming just as a fan anyway. But we decided to give her own panel just because she is such a massive Star Wars fan. And she's also going to judge our costume contest as well. So it should be exciting to have her there.
Great. Great. So what other... Oh, so you also have a costume contest. When's a costume contest?
The costume contest is on Sunday. Luckily, the Rebel Legion is heading that up for us. They're one of the big fan groups. They represent the good guys. The 501st represents the bad guys. But it's Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Hold on a second.
It's ironic since they're the good guys.
I'll let you say the room again in just a second, but let's just be clear here. Good guy, bad guys in the eye of the beholder.
True.
Well, that's true. That's true.
All right, so it's in the Imperial Ballroom at what time?
It's Sunday at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
But if people want to come early, there will be prejudging Friday 4 to 7 in our track room, which is A706, and Saturday 1 to 5. So,
okay.
If they want to.
Okay.
We really would love for people to come get prejudged, and then that way we can just hit the ground running with the costume contest itself. But lo and behold, people will still come right at start time to try to get in the costume contest. So I guess hopefully we'll have room for them.
And is that costume contest broken down to specific categories or is it just best in show?
There are a lot of different categories.
Okay.
I think it's, like I said, the Rebel Legion runs it for us and they're a professional costuming organization.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a kids category. There was like an extended universe category, canon, bounty hunters, princesses. So it's broken down into multiple different categories.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay. Well, and are you still doing the lightsaber training for the young Jedi?
We are. Yes. For the younglings. That's
the younglings.
10 o'clock in the morning. Youngling Saber School, where we actually
youngling
make
saber
some lightsabers
school.
For them.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I've got to tell you that, first of all, my son,
10 a.m., Regency 5.
When he went, he loved going to that when he was younger. He loved doing it. But I also just loved watching all the other kids do it. It was just so they literally really, they are little Jedi when they do that. And it's just adorable. And, you know, it's like one of those times when you're like, I feel so, I'm getting a happy smile. And it's a good happy smile because they're having a great time doing it. And you just see their little happiness. It's awesome.
The cuteness is overwhelming. We had, I think,
the cuteness is, oh my God. And they do all these little spins and they're trying to, the cuteness is like, yeah. I mean, it's just the cuteness is overwhelming. You're exactly right. It's so cute. It's so cute.
Are you doing the races again?
Well, and the New York Jedi who...
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, we are. We're doing the... Oh, okay. Well, the New York Jedi are running that, and they're actually semi-professionally trained. They do stage combat. They do choreographed lightsaber fights. But they are now traveling worldwide doing like saber schools and exhibitions. They've been covered in the Washington Post, the New York Times, everything at this point. They're really, really getting out there. But they still love to come and teach our younglings how to be little Jedi. So we love them for coming. Super fun for the kids, too. They love it.
Cool. Little Jedi.
We'll have probably 80 sabers made.
Oh.
Yep. They're fun. But it definitely is for the younglings. We were trying to fit in an adult swordplay sort of workshop, but that's not going to fit in the schedule this year. So maybe for next year. For the people who are in Game of Thrones and lightsabers and Lord of the Rings and pirates and all that.
Well, yeah, because you could really do a crossover panel for something like that, too. Yeah, you're right. So, as I started to ask you, are you still doing the races this year?
We are. The Tauntaun race is a spectacle. If you've never seen it, you definitely need to come out. It's on the Skyline level, the 10th floor of the Marriott, Saturday at 2:30. That will be grown people jumping around in massive Tauntaun sleeping bags that Think Geek puts out. And the history behind those sleeping bags are kind of funny. They put it out as an April Fool's joke, and so many people tried to actually buy them that then they ended up actually making them because they're fabulous. So.
I actually wrote them a mean email about them making my I don't remember how many years ago it was, but I want to say like my 8 or 9 year old cry because I showed it to him and I didn't realize April. I wasn't even thinking about it. And I was like, look at this. Isn't it cool? And he was like, yes, I want one. And so I'm trying to order one because it was April and his birthday's in May. And it was like, you know, we're out right now where I've got them on back order, which is what you do. If you didn't know this, if you go to ThinkGeek and try to order something on April Fool's, it's not really a thing. It'll tell you it's on back order and you'll get an email when it's ready. And I got an email the next day that said, yeah, not a real thing. And I was like, you have made a 9-year-old cry. Thanks a lot. Because he wanted the Tauntaun sleeping bag with the intestines inside.
Well, we can credit you with it. That's why we have it.
No, you cannot credit me. I think there were many, many parents and many, many adults who also wrote, you made me cry. I want to sleep in a Tauntaun. Yeah. So, yeah. But it was, yes, I did. I did write my, you made a 9-year-old cry email to ThinkGeek somewhere. So, but pretty awesome.
Awesome. Well,
and what else? I mean, okay.
Change that around a little bit is.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. we have the pod race at the same time where the kids, the younglings again, come and they get boxes and they decorate them. And then they have to run the course in their boxes that look like pod racers from the episode one, which is
the what?
For kids.
Wait, what? What?
It's always, again, entirely too adorable.
You said something about an episode one.
Well, we call
one.
It a pod race.
Right, but there was a thing that...
You remember the pod race from episode one with Anakin when he was a kid?
What? Wait, I hear
going
that you...
the canyon.
I understand that there's a Star Wars thing, and I understand the words that you're saying, but they don't seem to go together in a fashion I've ever heard before. There's an episode one?
Okay. I see what you did there.
You remember the game? You saw the game on Wii? You remember the game on Wii and with the Legos?
Yeah, I do recall that. I never quite understood what it was about.
Remember the pod race with the Lego Star Wars? There you go.
I didn't understand it. I knew there was
Lego Star Wars game. There was a pod race.
There was this creature with floppy ears that I kept hitting. But besides that,
he's so bad.
We'll talk about him later. There's something special that we're going to do with him this year.
Oh, really?
When and what time
for the kids?
But yes, of course.
is that an adult only panel at
Saturday 2:30?
Saturday at 2:30, you said?
No. Yeah, the pod race is Saturday at 2:30. They get time to make their pods while the Tauntaun race is going on, and then we do the pod race. So,
that is so...
And we have super fun prizes for them. The
what? Did we lose you?
Brandy?
Yeah. No, the Mandalorian. Can you hear me?
Yes, we got
yes.
you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. The one of the fan groups, the Mandalorian mercs, the ones that are dressed up as the bounty hunters that have, like, the Boba Fett armor,
mm-hmm.
They gave us money so we could buy awesome prizes for the pod race this year.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is super awesome. Thank you, Mandalorians.
Well, they get paid a lot
for it. See, everybody thinks you're the scum of the galaxy, and you're not.
Listen, they're trying to change their image. It's their PR guy, really. That's giving the money up.
That works. So, yeah, when is the interesting panel with Jar Jar? Is that like a 10 o'clock p.m. panel just for adults?
Well, you got to tell us now.
Well, no doubt that I'm sure Jar Jar will come up in our adult-only adult themes and sci-fi panel Sunday at 10 o'clock. But, no, we had a great idea to theme the entire room this year as spoofs and to make it all sort of like one big photo opportunity. And some of our fan groups are going to come in costume and help us out after the parade when they're already in costume and they're already in their full-out armor. So people can come to the room Saturday, 11:30, because the Star Wars groups are always at the end of the parade anyway. So we never could get anybody back in time for a panel at 11:30. So everybody's just agreeing to meet at 11:30 in our room, A706, for photo ops. But the really terrible thing is, or really great or really hilarious, we are going to have Jar Jar Binks in a Santa suit so people can take their pictures for their Christmas cards. Because everybody needs
a Christmas card
with Jar Jar Binks on it.
Oh, my.
I think I do need that.
Oh, that's awesome.
We need that, John.
That is awesome and evil all at the same time.
We need that. Man. And I can't be there because at 11:30 I'm running a main panel. But, oh, man.
What's a main panel? Who cares? What's a main panel compared to Santa Jar Jar Binks? Since you mentioned it, where exactly is your...
We only have him at Dragon Con.
Yes, exactly.
I know. Yeah, that's what's going to put us on the map.
Totally. Jar Jar Santa.
Jar Jar Santa. No, what does Dragon Con have?
A706.
So your track room is A706? Jar Jar Santa.
And that is in the Marriott.
Yeah,
the Marriott.
The atrium level. It is. Back past the blood drive. So.
And everyone...
But it should be crazy. We can't decide if we're going... decide if we're going to charge people to have their pictures made or if they have to pay us to not have their pictures made. So.
Well, you know, you could turn it into a charity event.
That's exactly what we're doing.
Oh,
like I said, we can't decide if we want to charge them to have their picture made or... To have, make sure they
to
don't
keep
get
him
their
pictures. Out of the pictures to stop him from photobombing.
Go either way.
You got to pay him to stop photobombing everyone. That's what it is.
See, that could be fun. Yes.
We're
trying to come up with new ways to support the charities. So.
And as we pointed out a couple of times too, your track room is over by.
Yes, we are. All of us are. I'm down.
Your track room is down by behind the blood drive, but. It's also next to Kaleidoscope, next to the puppetry track, and there's one other track back there that they've kind of grouped a bit together.
Young Adult Lit,
yes, thank mm-hmm. you. That they've kind of grouped, grouped together that will appeal to the young and the young at heart a little more than some, obviously, horror and urban fantasy. I think they put like 6 hotels away. From Young Adult Lit, but so they've done that this year, which is, I think is actually a really good idea for as far as planning, as far as you know, cross promotion across all of your tracks. Not that Star Wars needs a lot of cross promotion, but it's nice because everyone forgets that there are rooms back there. It seems everyone I know that I do. I always think, oh, there's a blood drive and that's it. That's the end of it. But there's actually rooms over there. So.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
yeah,
it.
There are, and
hopefully,
you know,
if you build it, they will come.
Right, and so what other tracks, what other panels, rather, do you have going on this year for Star Wars? Is there any anything that you're particularly looking forward to that you haven't tried before? besides Santa?
Well, I'm a big proponent. Well, besides Santa, Jar Jar. I'm a big proponent of actually scheduling panels on Monday. So I know a lot of people are like, oh, I'm so tired. And, you know, people are leaving. And, you know, a lot of our guests and stuff leave before Monday as well. But Monday morning, we are going to do a dramatic reading, perhaps a discussion a little bit of the new book, William Shakespeare's Star Wars, Verily a New Hope, which could be insanely funny, even for 11:30 a.m. on Monday.
I haven't heard this. And
that's definitely new.
I hadn't heard of that. And I was, by the way, as you were saying that, I was in fear that you were going to do a dramatic reading of the Star Wars Christmas special. And that was a nightmare that I've had once or twice.
So. The holiday special.
Yeah, oh, the holiday special, you're correct. It was not the Christmas special, it was the holiday special. Yeah, so I thought you were going to do a dramatic reading of that. Thank you for not doing that. Jar Jar Santa is enough. Thank you. What other panels...
No, we're putting that on the schedule for next year.
What other panels do you have scheduled this year that might interest you? Might interest folks. And you. But folks, too.
Well, of course, beyond Billy Dee Williams, we do have Daniel Logan, who's young Boba Fett, who is a one-man show, really. He is so entertaining. He is just, he's like everybody's best friend. He's so much fun. So he'll be really fun to see at any of the Meet the Stars panels. We also have Matthew Wood, who is the chief sound engineer for Lucas Sound and Industrial Light and Magic. And he's also General Grievous, as well as all the droids and countless other characters in the Clone Wars cartoons. So that should, he's also entertaining. So the stars themselves are really, really fun. And then we've got a couple of extra author panels this year because Star Wars fans are completely ravenous as far as their authors are concerned. So we've got Timothy Zahn, Kevin J. Anderson, Aaron Alston, and Michael Stackpole. So should be fun. Should be really interesting discussions going on with them, at least in theory. Last year, Kevin J. Anderson took his shirt off for the masculinity panel.
And really?
One of my favorite moments of DragonCon ever. Yes.
Way to go, Kevin. Yeah.
And was it worth him taking his shirt off?
It was totally fun.
Okay.
Yeah, he had a muscle shirt on underneath. It set the tone for the masculinity.
I see. You know, okay.
This year we have... Where Are the Minorities and Women in Star Wars panel. So I don't think anybody's going to come and drag, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it at that. I'm going to say it anyway. I was going to ask, well, are you hoping for someone to take their top off at the female? But that might be, never mind. Inappropriate, John. Yes, it is. That'd be after 10 o'clock anyway.
That's Sunday at 11:30 a.m.
Not p.m. All right, so, which would after ten o'clock, all bets are off anyway. P.m. That is, it is DragonCon after all. So I know that you're busy, and I know that you have lots and lots of stuff that you have to do as a track director. But is there anything that you're looking forward to in somebody else's track that you would like to try and get out and see if you could?
I'm so excited about my own schedule this year. I haven't even started looking at everybody else's, which is really, really sad. I love Battlestar Galactica. I started reading, actually I finished the entire Sookie Stackhouse series, so I'll probably try to go see a couple of the True Blood panels as well. But really, I'm super psyched about Star Wars.
Now,
especially since we've got, you know, a new movie coming up in 2015.
Oh, that, you know, that has got to be some of the best news that you guys have had in forever, is that, well, let me ask you this then. Since I have an expert, Disney buying Star Wars, how do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I really loved the Avengers, so I'm fine with it. Mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, I like The Little Mermaid, I like Aladdin, I like Disney. I'm excited about what they're going to do with it, and I'm super excited to have new content, new movies, new shows. The universe is just going to explode at this point.
Right. Well, and then how do you feel about them canceling Clone Wars? Obviously, it was going to have to happen at some point because, you know, it's in a, it's on a different channel. It's on like basically a competing channel. But how do you feel about them closing down Clone Wars?
Well, you know, it was such a a finite time period that they were dealing with anyway. Like you said, it was going to have to come to an end eventually. I think it was a little bit early, but we're getting the new cartoon series Rebels, Star Wars Rebels, so that should be really exciting. And then, I don't know if you've heard, but this kind of goes with Kaleidoscope, they're going to do a Phineas and Ferb Star Wars crossover. So I'm really excited about that, 'cause that's a pretty smart show.
Yeah, I did. We heard about that just last night. I did not hear about it until last night when we were interviewing. Was it yesterday, Lee? Who were we interviewing yesterday?
Yes.
It was the Geek Girls Run. Geek Girls Run mentioned it.
Yes.
And yes. That somehow came up in that conversation. And I believe it was them.
And Kaleidoscope mentioned it too, I think.
Did they? Because I don't remember. I don't recall it because I would have freaked out then. Because we also learned that. No. You know, it wasn't the Geek Girls Run. It was Young Adult Lit. It was Bev that mentioned it.
There we go. Bev. Thank you. It. Okay. It was Bev. Yes.
Yeah. She mentioned it. And we also learned that Phineas and Ferb are also doing the Marvel thing this weekend, this coming weekend. They saved the Marvel Universe. So that's pretty cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. So
I know what they're going to do today.
Yeah, Phineas and Ferb is awesome. For anybody, even if you don't have a kid, Phineas and Ferb is just a fun show to watch, and it's one of those rare shows where not only does it appeal to the kid, but it appeals to the adult as well, because they do a lot of things that are kind of over the heads of the kids that you wouldn't get, especially a lot of nods to geekdom. So, so we're okay with Disney buying Lucas properties, and at least we got it away from Lucas. Oh, wait, sorry. Again.
I'm being bad again.
No, sorry.
It's exciting. Lots of new stuff.
Lots of new stuff coming out. All right, so let me ask you this then. Is there, besides seeing other people's tracks, and obviously you want to go see yours. Oh, the Sookie Stackhouse thing. Do you watch True Blood? The HBO series?
I've only caught a couple of shows. I read the books, so now my to-do list between now and DragonCon is to watch as much True Blood as I can.
It's interesting because we just started watching it this summer, and then we picked up the books. How did you find the books?
The books are pretty good. The first one, it took me a minute to get into it, but then I just ran through all 13 of them in like a month and a half.
Yeah, so,
I loved them once I started.
Yeah, my wife said that, you know, they're not incredibly difficult reads. They're fairly easy to read, let's put it that way.
They're a quick summer read? Mm-hmm. Is that the term you'd like to use?
Sure. That's yes. Exactly what I would like
yes.
to say.
Yes. they're easy.
There you go.
You know,
see, I always help you out with this. Yep.
Vocabulary.
Yeah. Okay, so you find this interesting. But so you haven't watched any of the series, and I was just kind of wondering how you thought that the series lined up with the books. But if you haven't gotten down through the series yet, then I guess we can't talk about that, which is sad. I'm depressed now.
Sorry. It is.
Why didn't you already watch the True Blood series?
I didn't need to disappoint you.
Oh, I am so disappointed.
You'll live.
Yeah.
I have failed you for the last time.
Nice.
There you go.
Let me ask you, are we ever going to see a live action television series for Star Wars? 3, 2, 1, hello?
Brandy?
Did we lose her?
Uh-oh. Did we lose her?
I don't know.
You lost you did. Her. You lost her.
She hung up. I guess I did fail. She did fail me for the last time. That was a very unfortunate. I did not hang up on her. I didn't hang up on her. I wasn't upset about the True Blood thing, honestly.
Yes, we can hear you now. We swear.
I was actually asking if you thought that we were ever going to see a live action Star Wars television series.
Well, my understanding from the Disney buyout is that's been put on the back burner, possibly indefinitely. But they're basically coming up with their own ideas at this point, so I'm all right with that. Maybe somewhere down the road, but. Probably not soon.
As long as it's not a la Wizards of Waverly Place, I'll be okay with it.
And that'd be a little awkward.
We'll have these tween Jedis. Yeah. Okay. So let me ask you this then. If you had three characters that you could that you could eliminate out of the Star Wars universe, which three characters would you like to see gone? I know that's horrible to ask of the director of the Star Wars track at DragonCon, but it has to be asked. Sometimes you have to do the evil thing.
I think it's actually kind of hilarious. The problem is there are so many characters in the Star Wars universe that I could just name off arbitrary ones, and then somebody would be like, no, we can't do that. For me personally, who is expendable? I don't know. I that's very tough. Because I wouldn't even say that I would get rid of the Millennium Falcon. So I can't say Han or Chewie or Lando.
Obviously, you can't get rid of those. Is there anybody else out there?
There's so many secondary characters. I mean, I guess I could kill off Watto pretty easy. He was the person, the Geonosian or whatever he was, the bug-looking thing on Tatooine that owned Anakin and Shmi.
What about the little rat-like thing that lived in Jabba's fat rolls?
Oh, he's totally creepy. He could go. Is he really a character? I guess so.
I don't think he counts. No, I'm not letting you get off that easily.
He eats C-3PO's eye.
Well, so.
Okay, whatever. All right.
R4 could go. Yeah.
R4. All right, come on now.
How many different boys?
I'll get rid of the third Jawa from the left.
You know, honestly, for me, Luke could go.
Really?
Yeah, I'm a Han person. We were having this discussion on Twitter, and I guess I like the bad boys. You know, Anakin, I like Anakin. I don't like Luke. Luke is just whiny.
He is. He is a whiny little bit. Oh, okay, I'll stop there. Yeah, he is. He is very whiny, but then who takes out Darth then? Well, Vader. Vader, sorry. There are lots of Darths, but...
Technically, the Emperor kind of did. They kind of offed each other, really. Force lightning's awful, I'm told.
I've never been on the receiving end, but sure don't want to be.
Right.
Okay, so you're thinking Watto.
Yeah.
Luke, because you know that would be awesome.
Get inflamed over this, you understand?
Well, you know. You're right. You just have Han do all of Luke's parts. Have him be a Jedi.
Totally down with that.
And who was the third one?
You know, Padme. Padme was annoying to me, really, especially when she just lost the will to live. Okay, fine. You're gone. You're dead to me.
Well, technically, you don't need her anymore, except for Leia. Right.
Well. Yeah, so she could have already had Leia. You know, I guess I wouldn't change episode 3 very much, is what I'm saying.
Well, see, here's the thing, though. If you get rid of Padme, you don't have Leia and you don't have Luke. If you don't have Luke, you don't kill the Emperor.
Well, she's thinking that Darth Vader turns on the Emperor at some point, right? All on his own?
Right. He threw him over.
This is true. But he threw him over for not killing Luke, right? Or, well, actually, his motivation in that particular scene is suspect to begin with.
You never know. I mean, if you look back all through the prequels, whether you wish to believe that they exist or not, Anakin always says, you know, we've got to find a way, we've got to find a way. And he really just wanted the power for himself. So, arguably, he was going to off the Emperor at some point anyway.
Or attempt to, right. Yeah, okay, and so let's see, Han really did the heavy lift. Even though Luke fired the shot into the Death Star, if not for Han, Luke never makes that shot. So, and I believe that Han probably could have made that shot himself anyway, right? He would have found a way.
He would have shot first.
Let's see, so I'm just trying to think through where, you're right, Luke is absolutely a completely unnecessary character, let's get rid of him. I'm with you now. You've won me over. And it's much
somewhere.
Shorter. It's a much shorter series too. Then you don't have to worry. Then you don't have to go through the whole, you know, aunt and uncle being killed and that whole thing. You know, although actually, wait, do you? You have to have Vader's Anakin's mom get killed, but the rest of that doesn't matter. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm on board. Let's do it. Let's rewrite Star Wars.
Well, we might get that anyway with episode 7. Who knows? Can't wait to see. Maybe it'll all have been a dream.
That would be awesome. It's just Han and Leia. Han waking up next to Leia and, oh, I had a dream.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Okay, so let me ask.
I like that idea.
Let me ask you. What do you think is going to be of the happen in the next three episodes of? I know we've not really been talking about Dragon Con for like the last. Oh, she hung up on me. She said I don't want to talk about this.
I think she's having problems.
Well, probably with me mostly.
No, sometimes you have phone problems. It's not about you.
Yeah, sometimes it's all about me.
Sometimes it's all about you. That is very, very true.
Hopefully we can get her back here. But as a reminder, they are in the Marriott, right? Marriott A something or other. And
something like that.
Be sure to go to check out the speed dating. You got to go register early. Register on Friday. My friend...
got to register early.
My friend Ron learned that last year, that you have to do that. Otherwise, you will...
Oh, Ron goes to that?
Ron is single, so yeah.
I had kind of forgotten that. Okay, yeah, do that. If you have younglings, you've got the pod racing, you've got the Tauntaun races, and you also have the wonderful Young Jedi Academy for the lightsaber part, which is great. And look at that. And they have a great website. They keep it pretty up to date. She, Brandy does a lot of work, and her staff do a lot of work of keeping that schedule up because they know especially how many kids are looking at it. So www.dragoncon.org, if I'm correct, it's / Star Wars. But check and make sure, and you can find it on the what to see area of Dragon Con.
Well, Brandy is back. Yeah, you're back. So
we can actually. We were actually. It's okay. We were pimping for you, so we're good at that. Sometimes. Occasionally.
So where can people find more information about your track? Because we were just discussing that.
Well, we have a Facebook group, Star Wars at Dragon Con. We also have a Twitter, which is SWATDC, Star Wars at Dragon Con, again, kind of redundant. And then we also have a webpage that is www.swatdc.com. So and SWAT DC.
Yeah, as I was going to say, that's exactly how I always remember it, SWAT DC. For
SWAT DC, there it is.
Yeah, is it facebook.com/SWATDC or is it one of the long group names?
Oh, it is one of the really strange ones.
Oh, okay.
It's like facebook.com/groups and then some big long number. But you can look for it at Star Wars at Dragon Con.
Yeah, and if you start typing in I think Dragon Con Star Wars, or is it Star Wars Dragon Con?
It's Star Wars at Dragon Con.
Okay, yeah. So if you go into the little Facebook thing. And in addition, I'll have a link to it on the post for this particular podcast too, so you'll be able to find it there. And Brandy, you can always reach her and find out why she hates Luke so much and why she wants to just, you know, get rid of Luke totally. And she says that he's a completely useless character. These are all the words you said, right, Brandy?
Yeah.
Why are you trying to get all the people with pitchforks to find her? You're not a nice man.
And if they
you're
are
not looking, nice men.
And if they, remind
you're,
everyone,
you're not nice men.
Remind everyone if they are looking for you to hunt you down and argue with you about Luke being important. Where in the Marriott are you?
A706, the atrium level.
706, near the blood drive and the kaleidoscope and all those other folks. So you can find them over there. And Brandy, as always, it's been a pleasure talking with you. I'm sorry that I dragged you into this little firefight that I'm having with myself and with all the directors. Apparently, it's a trap. Exactly. Oh, you are so awesome. Can I just tell you, you're the perfect director for Dragon Con. I mean, for Dragon Con as well as Star Wars.
Thanks.
you've had the perfect line.
I'm just over here
and
giggling the whole time. Keep going. It's great.
Yes, it is a trap. But anyway, thank you for all the hard work that you put into Star Wars, the Star Wars track. And I know that a bunch of not only kids, but kids at heart, all of us older folks, enjoy the programming you put on. And we look forward to more in the future, too, because we got more movies coming.
Yay, movies.
All right.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
No problem.
Great.
Thank you.
So SWATDC, easiest way to remember it on Twitter, and also SWATDC.DragonCon.org. We'll get you there as well. So until next time, for Brandy and Lee, this is John saying Peace.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons share alike non-commercial license.